Jason Zaborski, coordinator for Children's Week, says one big part of emphasizing the importance of child advocacy is the hanging of the hands event. And don't worry, parents, it's not what it sounds like.
At the Capitol, we hang over 100,000 paper cutouts of children's hands, and that's come to be the signifying visual for both folks visiting the Capitol. And it's a reminder to legislators and policymakers that we need to keep children's issues at the forefront of discussion during session. We host numerous activities. We have a business leaders luncheon on Monday.
One of those issues is early education. That's where David Lawrence Jr., chair of the Children's Movement of Florida, comes in. Since retiring from his 35-year journalism career, he's dedicated his time to advocating for the importance of early learning.
I spend all my energies on investment in the early learning years, where 85% of brain growth occurs by the age of three.
Lawrence spoke further about his support for early education reform at Monday's Business Leaders Luncheon.
And I am one of those who believe that the smartest thing you could possibly do for public education reform in Florida and America is not fix the fourth grade or the seventh grade, but to deliver the children in far better shape to formal school than so many of them are.
Zaborski says the events will continue throughout the week as advocates highlight the needs of children in Florida.
And then on Tuesday, April 14th, is our big day at the state capitol, where we provide over 3,000 lunches to children and families for free and over 120 different information and activity booths for children and families to visit at the state capitol.
Zaborski says kids will also have a chance to be active in government.
One thing that Children's Week has started is actually the Florida Youth Commission. We have been hosting the Teens Only Town Hall meeting for many years.
The Youth Commission advises the Children's and Youth Cabinet and even proposes legislative changes. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Matthew Seeger.